think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Vimana. This ancient word reveals a world where mysterious flying machines and advanced technology once filled the skies. Our ancestors left countless clues about these marvels, hiding them in plain sight. The skies of the past were alive with astonishing machines, piloted by beings that seemed beyond comprehension. These accounts, preserved through myth and legend, existed and defied all logic. Or did they? What if the answer changes everything we know? Hey everyone, welcome back to Divergent History. Today we're diving deep into the topic that has fascinated historians, archaeologists, and conspiracy theorists alike, the ancient flying machines known as Vimana. Some claim they're merely a myth, while others are convinced they represent one of humanity's oldest and most mysterious secrets. Joining me today, as always, is my skeptical but very charming sidekick, Wendell.
He's not that charming.
Charming? Sure, but convinced? Let's just say I'm here to keep things grounded. I mean, flying chariots? Machines in the sky thousands of years ago? Just saying.
Fair enough, Wendell. So let's start by going back, way back to ancient India, where the stories of these Vimana first began. Vimana, according to ancient Indian texts, refers to flying machines or chariots of the gods. These weren't just mythical wagons on clouds, mind you. Descriptions of Vimana are incredibly detailed and far more advanced than the usual mythological imagery. In fact, these texts don't only describe how the Vimana looked, they discuss propulsion, design, and even weaponry.
Weaponry? Oh, this just got interesting. You're telling me ancient people believed they had military-grade flying machines?
Exactly. The Vimana, as depicted in texts like the Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Vaimanika Sastra, are often said to be equipped with powerful weapons, ones that could supposedly level entire cities. Sound familiar? This is where things start to feel eerily like science fiction. So to understand Vimana, we need to dive into the core of Hindu mythology. In these texts, Vimana were described as the celestial chariots of the gods. In the Mahabharata, a great ancient Indian epic, the sky was alive with battles fought between gods in these airborne chariots. Indra, the god of thunder and rain, was said to have used a vimana to traverse the heavens, wielding weapons that could decimate mountains and rivers. And it wasn't just Indra. Other deities, like Vishnu and Shiva, were described with similar flying machines, each equipped with what sounds like destructive power beyond any earthly weapon of the time.
Which begs the question, were these vimana just a way of illustrating divine power, or did the people of ancient India actually believe that these machines existed? I mean, stories evolve over time, right?
Well, true, but these aren't your typical fables. The detailed descriptions are where things start to blur the line between myth and maybe something else. But the mystery doesn't stop in India. Let's take a moment to expand our view across cultures. Interestingly, the idea of flying chariots or celestial machines appears in other ancient cultures as well. In Egyptian mythology, for instance, the sun god Ra is depicted as traversing the sky in a celestial disc known as the flying sun disc. While some interpret this as a symbol, others wonder if it represents a more advanced form of transport. Over in Mesoamerica, cultures like the Olmecs and Mayans also depict beings who appear to be flying or traveling between Earth and the stars.
So, are we saying all these ancient civilizations just coincidentally imagined flying machines?
It could be a coincidence, Wendell, or it could suggest shared knowledge. Some researchers believe these myths might represent a lost global civilization with advanced technology that spanned the ancient world. There are a few explanations that could account for these ancient flying machines. First, some suggest that the vimana were simply allegorical, a poetic way of describing divine power or the god's ability to transcend earthly boundaries. Others think these stories are ancient accounts of extraterrestrial visitors. So could the vimana represent advanced alien technology witnessed by ancient humans who then immortalized them in stories and carvings?
Or it could be our good old imagination at work. We tend to create what we can't explain.
The Vaimanika Sastra, a Sanskrit text claimed to be written by the sage Maharishi Bharadwaja, is a fascinating case. First published in the 20th century, this text supposedly contains ancient knowledge of vimana design and technology. It includes incredibly specific instructions on how to build, operate, and repair these flying machines.
Hold up. We're talking technical manuals for mythical flying machines? This sounds like someone's clever marketing trick.
Well, the origins of the text are disputed, yes. Many scholars believe it was a later creation, possibly influenced by early 20th century fascination with aviation. Still, it's strange how detailed it is. The Vaimanika Sastra describes everything from propulsion systems to anti-gravity principles. Some parts of it read like a blueprint for spacecraft. But here's the catch. The descriptions in the Vaimanika Sastra don't actually hold up to modern engineering standards. When scientists and engineers studied the text, they found many of the designs were impractical or even physically impossible with the knowledge we have today.
Ah, so it's back to being a myth, right?
Well, not so fast. Despite its impractical designs, the question remains, where did such detailed ideas come from? Were the people of that time simply imagining things far beyond their technological reach? Or could they have witnessed something? We've touched on the Vaimanika Sastra, but let's go even deeper into the Sanskrit texts that reference vimana. Some scholars believe that these texts are encrypted with hidden meanings or advanced scientific principles that could unlock the mysteries of vimana. The Samarangana Sutradhara, a 10th century text on architecture, contains passages on machines that fly. Scholars argue that the text details on flying devices might hint at advanced concepts such as aerodynamics and propulsion systems that we have yet to understand fully.
So, this isn't just about myths. It's like they're describing an ancient science class.
Exactly. These texts go into detail about materials, energy sources, and even maintenance for these crafts. Some researchers believe that we're overlooking key information that might only make sense with further advances in technology. So this angle raises interesting questions. Were these texts simply poetic or symbolic? Or could they be scientific guides disguised as mythology? In addition to these texts, there's physical evidence scattered across India. Numerous temples have carvings and sculptures that depict what some believe to be Vimana. Structures like the Ellora Caves and the Kailasa Temple feature carvings of what look like flying crafts, often surrounded by gods in warrior poses. And let's not forget the Ajanta Caves, where some carvings seem to show humanoid figures aboard strange aerial objects. Even the famous Iron Pillar of Delhi has been suggested by some to be related to ancient technological knowledge, possibly tied to the legends of Vimana.
Or they're just artistic interpretations of the stories people told back then.
Well, absolutely a possibility. But then there are inscriptions. Ancient inscriptions like the ones found in Samarangana Sutrahara, a treatise on architecture from the 11th century, provide fascinating hints. The text describes machines that fly with wings and fire. Some argue this could be referencing early attempts or memories of advanced technology.
Or just really great storytelling.
Well, before we jump into controversies surrounding Vimana, let's take a closer look at more ancient accounts of these incredible machines. Many ancient Indian texts, not just the Ramayana or Mahabharata, make mention of Vimana. One text, the Samarangana Sutrahara, written around the 11th century by King Bhoja, is a treasure trove of information. Although primarily an architectural treatise, it includes passages on Vimana that are stunningly detailed. The text discusses the materials needed to build these flying machines, how they're assembled, and even claims they could travel long distances, like a bird soaring through the sky. It reads less like a fairy tale and more like an instruction manual. Descriptions mention mercurial engines and glowing fire as sources of power. The Samarangana Sutrahara goes further by outlining different types of Vimana with unique functions. Some were meant for reconnaissance, others for transporting people, and still others as battle-ready machines.
Mercurial engines? You mean they thought Mercury could power these things?
Yes, yes. And this is where things get interesting. Mercury has unique properties, especially in the context of ancient alchemy and even modern scientific research. Its conductivity, liquid metal state, and behavior in certain magnetic fields make it, well, let's just say, worth looking into. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For centuries, people in India have believed in these accounts of Vimana. Even during the height of British colonialism, scholars were fascinated by these ancient texts and what they described. Among the most intriguing documents associated with Vimana is the Vaimanika Sastra, attributed to the sage Maharishi Bharadwaja. Not only does this text outline how to build and operate Vimana, but some researchers claim that it contains hidden meanings, almost as if it's encrypted with deeper forgotten knowledge. Some theorists believe that the diagrams in the Vaimanika Sastra are actually blueprints for constructing a flying machine. Perhaps the knowledge is encrypted, intended only for those with a deep understanding of ancient engineering and physics.
So, like a Da Vinci Code for flying chariots?
Exactly, Wendell. Exactly. So this raises the tantalizing question. What if these texts aren't just stories, but remnants of a sophisticated engineering knowledge passed down through the ages? We touched on carvings in Indian temples earlier, But let's explore this topic a bit deeper. Temples like the Kailisa Temple in Ellora and the Sun Temple in Konark have carvings and architectural features that some interpret as evidence of advanced technology. At the Kailisa Temple, for instance, the precision and sophistication of the carving process has baffled archaeologists for years. This monolithic structure was carved from a single rock, vertically, from the top down, a feat that some claim would be difficult even with today's tools.
So, are they saying aliens helped out with this one too?
Not exactly. But these carvings add fuel to the idea that ancient people had knowledge and skills we can't fully explain. When it comes to Vimana, some researchers interpret certain carvings at the Kailisa Temple as depicting flying machines or celestial chariots. Of course, skeptics argue that these are simply stylized depictions of traditional myths. But what if Vimana were more than just machines? Many scholars and mystics believe these flying crafts had a spiritual purpose, potentially used as vessels to connect with cosmic realms or access other dimensions. In ancient Indian culture, science and spirituality were often intertwined. Some texts suggest that Vimana were not merely vehicles for travel, but also tools for enlightenment or communication with higher planes of existence. They may have allowed sages or rulers to reach altered states of consciousness or communicate with the gods.
So they were flying around in spiritual spaceships? That's wild!
It really is, Wendell. The Vimana could have represented more than transportation. They could have been seen as a way to transcend earthly limitations. This spiritual angle brings a whole new dimension to the Vimana story. Now, let's get into the theory of suppressed knowledge. Some historians believe that powerful elites in ancient times might have concealed advanced technology, perhaps to prevent societal chaos or misuse. Think about it, Wendell. If you had technology that could be weaponized or destabilize society, you'd want to keep it in the right hands. There's a theory that an ancient elite guarded secrets of Vimana technology and kept them within a select group.
Ancient gatekeepers, eh? That's one way to keep things from getting out of control. Maybe it's the same today.
Oh, I think, Wendell, it's very much like the same today. So this notion of restricted knowledge adds a layer of forbidden mystique to Vimana lore, suggesting that what was once known has been carefully hidden away over the centuries. Which brings us to the topic of modern-day government suppression. This is a topic that conspiracy theorists love to discuss, especially given the secrecy surrounding similar artifacts worldwide. Rumors have circulated for years that governments may have recovered advanced technology from ancient sites. Some suggest that powerful countries might have attempted to reverse engineer ancient artifacts, perhaps to create new forms of energy or military tech.
And what if these relics contain knowledge about things like limitless energy or transportation? Would they share that with the public or keep it locked away?
Well, that's a great question. If a government did uncover a source of unlimited power or anti-gravity technology, it's possible, probably likely, that they would keep it secret, fearing it could shift the balance of power globally or cause unrest. So let's address the big question. Could any of this be scientifically plausible? Interestingly, scientists have studied the notion of propulsion by liquid mercury. Theories have emerged that ancient texts might have been describing primitive forms of ion propulsion, magnetic levitation, or other propulsion systems using mercury's unique properties. One theory is that mercury's unique behavior in a rotating magnetic field could, in theory, produce a type of propulsion. While no one has successfully built a Vimana using mercury, experimental research has shown that liquid metals like mercury can be manipulated with magnetic fields. It's possible that that ancient people observed Mercury's unusual properties and theorized about its use in these Vimana engines.
So they saw Mercury doing something cool and just ran with it? I mean, can you imagine the first time someone heated Mercury? I bet they thought it was magical.
Exactly, Wendell. And the fascination with Mercury isn't unique to India. Chinese alchemists, the Egyptians, and even medieval European scientists saw Mercury as a mysterious, almost magical substance. While most scientists today agree that Mercury propulsion wouldn't be practical or powerful enough for flight, some alternative propulsion researchers suggest that Vimana could represent early attempts at a type of ancient engineering we don't fully understand. Researchers today are exploring fringe theories on anti-gravity and propulsion systems that might help explain some of the capabilities described in ancient texts. There's a concept known as zero-point energy, which theorizes about harnessing the vacuum of space to create energy.
So, you're telling me scientists today are actually trying to make anti-gravity tech happen?
That's right, Wendell. Though it's not mainstream yet, ideas like gravitational manipulation are being tested. Some researchers believe that if we understood ancient propulsion theories better, we might unlock secrets about gravitational waves or energy fields that could power flight. Now let's introduce a few of the famous theorists who have championed the idea of Vimana as real, ancient flying machines. Scholars like David Hatchard Childress and Graham Hancock have spent years investigating advanced technology in ancient civilizations. Childress, for instance, has studied Vimana extensively, theorizing that they could represent a lost or suppressed technology. Graham Hancock's research points toward advanced civilizations predating known history. Hancock argues that our current understanding of history may only scratch the surface of what's truly out there.
And these guys believe Vimana were real? That's a bold stance.
They certainly do, Wendell. They believe that we have overlooked the technological achievements of ancient cultures. And for them, Vimana represents a piece of this forgotten puzzle. One of the most mind-bending aspects of Vimana lore is the nuclear-like weaponry described in ancient texts. The Mahabharata references a weapon called the Brahmastra, a celestial weapon capable of causing destruction on an unimaginable scale. This Brahmastra is said to have the power to turn an entire city to ashes. The descriptions are eerily similar to the effects of a modern nuclear bomb: intense heat, blinding light, and residual radiation.
Wait, radiation? That sounds suspiciously modern for an ancient text.
It does, Wendell. Some researchers argue that the descriptions of the Brahmastra and other ancient weapons are too precise to be purely mythical. In the Mahabharata, the aftermath of this weapon resembles radiation sickness, descriptions of hair falling out, skin diseases, and other symptoms associated with high radiation exposure. This has led some to speculate that ancient civilizations may have possessed knowledge of powerful, destructive technology similar to our modern nuclear weapons. While mainstream scholars argue that these passages were meant to symbolize divine wrath, the striking resemblance to modern-day weaponry keeps this theory alive and adds an ominous layer to the Vimana mystery. Some believers propose that ancient texts describing Vimana may not be recounting the myths of their time, but real encounters with alien technology. Supporters of the ancient astronaut theory, such as Eric von Däniken, argue that gods arriving in chariots of fire were actually extraterrestrials in advanced spacecraft. These theorists believe that Vimana were alien ships and that ancient cultures worldwide shared similar encounters.
So you're saying these flying machines could have been galactic hand-me-downs from visiting aliens?
Possibly. The theory suggests that extraterrestrials may have visited different civilizations, sharing their knowledge or inadvertently leaving traces of their technology behind. Now, let's be clear. Many historians and archaeologists are highly skeptical of the Vimana legends as anything more than myth. They argue that the Vimana texts have been mistranslated or exaggerated over time. In their view, these descriptions simply reflect ancient people's attempts to make sense of the world, not proof of advanced technology.
And that's fair. After all, we can't ignore the fact that myths often grow grander with each retelling.
First, there's the controversy around the Vaimanika Sastra. While some see it as an ancient manual for flight, others argue it's a hoax or a 20th century forgery. The text emerged in the 20th century through a man named Pandit Subbaraya Shastri, who claimed to have received the information through divine revelation.
So he downloaded it, like Wi-Fi from the gods?
Pretty much. Critics argue that the text borrows language and ideas from early 20th century aviation, making it seem suspiciously modern. They also point out technical errors in the descriptions, things that would make flight impossible. In 1974, the Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore tested the feasibility of the designs described in the Vaimanika Sastra. Their findings were blunt. None of the designs would be capable of flight. The engines were impractical, and the physics behind them were flawed. Many modern scholars believe that Shastri's work was influenced by contemporary advancements in aviation rather than actual ancient knowledge.
Well, if the science doesn't back it up, what's left?
That's a fair question, Wendell. Despite these findings, the Vaimanika Sastra still holds a place in popular culture, largely because it taps into the collective imagination of ancient tech that's been lost to time. The search for Vimana relics has captivated archaeologists and researchers alike. Some even claim that expeditions have been launched to uncover these ancient flying machines or artifacts that point to advanced technology. One fascinating story involves rumored expeditions in Afghanistan, where explorers allegedly found traces of ancient Vimana hidden within mountainous caves. According to some reports, these missions were kept under wraps, and the artifacts were possibly even confiscated by intelligence agencies. Then there's the rumor about certain hidden archives in India that supposedly contain blueprints or physical remnants of Vimana.
Wait, so we're talking top secret missions to recover ancient flying machines? Sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
Exactly. And some conspiracy theorists believe that governments worldwide, especially agencies like the CIA, the KGB, and Indian intelligence, may be actively interested in Vimana technology. Some suggest that the secrets of these artifacts could be too powerful to reveal, fearing they could disrupt society if made public. Today, the debate over Vimana remains a vibrant one. From historians and engineers to mystics and psychics, opinions are as varied as they are passionate. While skeptics demand concrete evidence, believers point to patterns in mythology, architecture, and ancient records that suggest a deeper truth about humanity's past, a truth that's been lost or obscured over the ages.
So, no solid proof, but a lot of tantalizing stories and mysterious artifacts. Sounds like just enough to keep us hooked.
As we wrap up this incredible journey into the mysteries of Vimana, we're left with one of the biggest what-ifs of all. What if ancient civilizations were far more advanced than we ever imagined? What if these tales aren't just stories, but fragments of a forgotten history? Whether these flying machines were products of myth, divine inspiration, or even alien technology, one thing is certain. The Vimana have captured the human imagination for centuries. And perhaps that's because these stories tap into something universal, our longing for connection with the past, with the cosmos, and with mysteries beyond our understanding.
Well, I might be the skeptic here, but I can't deny this stuff is pretty fascinating. And hey, if ancient flying machines do turn out to be real, at least we'll be ahead of the game, right?
Exactly, Wendell. And that's the beauty of divergent history. We get to ask these questions and explore them together. But we're not just here to tell you stories. We want to hear what you think. So here's a question for you all. What do you believe? Could Vimana have been real ancient technology, hidden knowledge, or something even stranger? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And hey, if you know of any other mysterious ancient texts or hidden relics you want us to explore, let us know. Your ideas help shape the content we create.
And remember, folks, it's not just about watching history. It's about becoming part of it. So if you enjoyed today's journey, do us a favor. Like, subscribe, share, and ring that notification bell. Every click helps our channel reach more curious minds like yours.
Absolutely. Our community is what makes this channel special. Together, we're building a space for exploring, questioning, and celebrating the mysteries of our past, present, and future. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll uncover something that really does change everything we know. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Whether you're here for the history, the mystery, or just to learn something new, we're so glad you're part of our community. And if you found this deep dive into Vimana intriguing, give us a like and share this video with friends who might also be curious too. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most of all, stay curious. You, my friends, are truly appreciated.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.